Welcome, everybody, to Overdunk episode 21. This is the competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, a part of Unite Mics, and this is the show where I get to talk to all the best teams in the game about one of the best games out there. And today I have an awesome pleasure being joined by a brand new team, but one that I like to say is hot off the presses. We have Low Expectations with us, so welcome here, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. What's up, everybody? Guys, if you're in chat, you know this team. Make sure to tell them hello there. Guys, you are here, obviously, because, I mean, some of you are familiar faces. We've had a few of you on the show before, a couple of new ones. We have you on, of course, because I think I've seen all of you out there in the community, in all the Discords and things like that, of course. But you formed together, made a team, took down the top team in the game, and have found yourselves qualified for the group play of AOS Cup. So we have a lot to talk about on today's episode for sure. We got to look at your bracket run that was legendary, but we also got to take a look at your upcoming group stages for AOS Cup, see how that's all going to play out. And then, of course, we just have to learn a little bit about your team, which I want to jump into now. I know I just said some familiar faces. People might know you already before they're getting on here, but just in case anybody is seeing you for the first time, let's just do a quick round of introductions, say who you are, what people might know you from, and then what role you play for the team of Low Expectations. Nish, you were wearing the Snorlax onesie. Why don't you kick it off?
So, yeah, I'm Nish. This is my first MOBA. I started playing this game because, like, I love Snorlax, and I started out as a defender player because I love playing Snorlax. Nice. And from there, I've kind of picked up Wiggly and Slowbro, and I'm playing a little bit more Blissey now. You might have known me from either Team Relentless with Nick of Life or Sucker Bunch Gold with Yellow, Talion, and Froger, and love those guys. Yellow, Talion, Froger, those are like my best friends. But I play defender for these guys now, and it's been pretty smooth sailing so far.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, yes, yeah, sailing with this team might be a different definition than other squads for sure. Uzi, why don't you go next?
What up, boys? I'm Uzi. I'm the jungler that just presses A in every game. I yell at these guys a lot. They're like, yo, I'm taking my jungle, don't fight, whatnot. Yeah, I'm here. I yell at Nish a lot the most, and then Bree, because I play top lane with them, of course.
Sure.
Well, all right. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Oh, of course. The familiarity is definitely there to yell at. If I ever queue with you, I expect to be being yelled at quickly. Oh, my word. Okay, Junkie, why don't you go next?
I'm Junkie. I play support. I make shot calls that decimate teams that have been together for 6 months.
Yes.
I'm gay. There you go.
Okay. Good. All your bases covered. I love it.
All the covers. Yeah.
Nine, why don't you face reveal first and then
it's
intro?
Man, y'all already know what it is, boy. It's your boy Nine here. Y'all know me from what y'all know me from again?
Well, I think last
you're just some random we picked up, bro. I don't know.
I was, you know, off the streets of Reddit court. I was picked up.
The streets.
You know,
of
I play attacker. Now I used to play jungle. Somebody find me my home in the jungle, please. I'm lost and I miss my home.
I'm sorry, I might have taken it from you.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to see how that broke down in Team Tyler. But all right, Ree, how about you round us out?
Name's Ree. You guys should know me. I was on the podcast before with Gengar Goon.
What a fucking egoist, bro. Yeah, you guys should know me. It's like, all right, Ree.
Yeah, you have to respect him, man.
Hell yeah.
He put himself out there. Like...
And I used to be a top laner for Gengar Goons. Now I'm a top laner for Low Expectations. So
very nice.
I see you guys again.
Yeah, it sucks having this guy get me out, man. Like, real on the team.
Oof, yes. Well, sacrifices had to be made, but this team was formed in the, in the forges of the fire, as everyone likes to say. All right, but Low Expectations, we mentioned it. You guys are a brand new team, right? This is the five of you running under this name. Pretty new. However, I've seen all of you around before, obviously. Did you guys have a lot of playtime with each other before forming the squad? No.
No,
okay.
Only time? An hour each of those days.
So I'll give a quick rundown.
Mm-hmm.
So I was busy. I came back into the scene, like after a break. I'm like, mm-hmm. LFT. Red Love hits me up, but then like we were in a limbo of like, who do you want to pick up and stuff? And, sure. And then it's just like, this isn't working out. This guy's not working out. It's just like, whatever is happening. So I told him like, yo, this isn't working out. You go join Tessenda and me and Junkie will just do whatever the fuck. All right. So in that time, we were actually trying out Ri. Because I remember him playing for Gengar's Goons, and he's like actually pretty good, even though I don't want to blow up his ego, you know? So
I know, right?
I'm like, you know what? Let's try him out. And Nine was available to play attacker, even though he's like a jungle man. And I'm like, we'll figure it out. And a couple of days later, we were supposed to try out someone, but they didn't like do it. And Nish was like LFT, and I'm like, wait, I remember this guy from like Nick of Life's team, mm-hmm. and at least he's a defender main, so might as well just pick him up. So this is all happening exactly 5 days right before AO's Cup.
Okay, fantastic.
So we formed a team, and only real practice we ever got was against like IXGT that we like scrimmed like 3 times before the cup or whatever, cool. and then like TOS that allowed to scrim us.
Okay, gotcha. So, how did those scrims go?
IXGT was pretty decent. We were pretty even against them. Against TOS, we went like 0-5. Granted, oof. They were close games, but still,
they're all close. It wasn't like a complete wash, and we all were like, "Yo, that's like a pretty decent team," mm-hmm. and whatnot. And then, like going into the cup, we're all just like, "You know what, man? Just qualify, and whatever happens after happens."
Yeah.
And fair here enough. We are now.
That's awesome.
Here we are, man. TTV, you know.
That's one that we'll definitely have to talk about the bracket run. Obviously, there's a lot of really solid teams along those lines. Some names that were crossed off the list, which was really fun. Kirk and I got the pleasure to be able to cast you guys a little bit. We did two of your games actually, so we have two games from this team of Low Expectations up on the channel. One of the first ones is one of like your first round, so it's a bit of a mess from maybe you and the other team. But if you want to check out Low Expectations, make sure youtube.com/nightmikes blah 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 blah. But guys, this is always a fun setting for me, especially with when you guys are a brand new team, because I love to ask kind of those, you know, basic interview questions that are maybe a little more focused on the game, so get to know your personalities a little bit, and who knows, you might be finding out something about each other. Guys, who ints the most on your team?
Uzi.
Okay.
Time out. No. Listen, I don't even know what to say to that.
You know it's true.
Quite literally, it has to be Nine, right? Or Ri.
To be completely honest, I think we all do our fair share of it. I think like we take turns.
Okay.
I disagree. Nope, we're not both sizing this issue. I think it is like, if I had to organize it, I think it's,
bro, you're gonna put yourself,
I think it's
at the
nine
bottom anyway.
I think it's Nine, Nish, Uzi, but I think it's because hear me out, because I think like it's just the nature of our roles and like gelling together, right? It's much easier for me as a Hoopa, like I'm not the one having to frontline, right? That's ideally true. So it's like, it's not like a personal thing of like a player thing. It is like whenever a new team gels together, the people that are going to int the most are the people that are learning how team fights should play out, how we want to engage team fights, what we're comfortable with, etc. So the learning curve was really, really hard, I think, on Nish, like just because of the nature of his role.
Sure.
And I think, I think I even talked, like when I tweeted out your guys' clip, and like I mentioned, like my reply to everyone was that I think Nish was like easily like the most improved. Like he's someone that, in, you know, because I've met so many people across the scene, either coaching them, playing with them, whatever. And Nish is like definitely like one of the most dedicated people when it comes to learning, absorbing, and like applying information. So even though like it's a meme question of who ints the most, I really think it was like, you know, the nature of the roles of Uzi on Greninja, right? He's going to be the one looking for engages. He's limit testing that. It's going to be Nish on Defender, where it's like a huge comms thing where he's learning how to do that. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of Aos Cup, it's like we were all pretty in sync. Like, I don't think there was like any sort of outstanding like enters, well, compared to like, you know, our first day of practice, right? It was like a complete shit show. But like, that's part of the learning curve. And that's what I think I tried to get everyone to understand, is that it's like, this is bound to happen. Don't take it personal. And like, we'll just grow from there. And like, luckily, I think everyone really like grew into the their skin and comfort with the role, with Nine being on Ninetales attacker. That's different for him. He grew comfortable with that. Uzi with Greninja, where he was used to, you know, up until now, kind of like during his 2 month break, solo queue, kind of hyper fighting environment. And he grew into like the competitive play and like how to play around teams. And then Nish with, you know, getting back on Defender with like learning all these different roles, especially like Blissey, which isn't a native Defender role and stuff like that. And then Ree too, where he was like on a squad for a while and he had their habits kind of narrowed down and he had to learn all of our habits. And then with me, it's Hoopa. I'm like, luckily I'm the enabler, right? Like, I don't have to really kind of, you know, I'm not a Wiggly having to run in. I'm not a Greninja having to last hit, right? So it's very easy for me to not in.
Yeah, that is nice. All right.
I think you forgot one thing real fast. What's the word I'm looking for here? The small startup with Uzi being an Eldegoss main.
True, he transitioned from Eldegoss main to Greninja main really well.
I think it was a pretty smooth transition.
You know, I was actually going to compliment Nine and Nine, but both of you can actually just
throw you under the bus. So they're done.
I can't say the complete thing because we're on like a PG channel.
Sure, right.
You know exactly what I would have said.
My word. Okay, well, Uzi, you did at the start of this conversation get chucked under the bus for biggest inter for a little bit. So I want to throw the question to you then. Who's got the biggest brain on the team? Feel free to nominate yourself.
I just want to take the mic real quick.
Okay.
Junkie.
All right, bro. I was about to say, if it's Nine nominating himself, I was about to say, probably.
you know, fun fact, it's like, in my opinion, like three people in the team.
Okay.
So Junkie has good calls, although like he doesn't like do it all the time. But then like when he isn't doing it, you have like Ree that barely comes and he just like comes in with like, hey, we should do this. And that is like a really good play. Or then you have like Nish that's like, yo, we should do this, we should do that, this is how we should team fight and stuff. It's like the three of them are like calming and stuff, while me and Nine are just like playing our own game.
Right.
Like, I'll throw in like the occasional like shout out as well, like, yo, we should do this or we should do that. But it also like goes back to like the thing I did want to kind of touch upon. Like, I do really respect these guys for like improving like a lot though, especially Nish. Like, this guy even picked up like coaching with Mike Excellent and Faz, and they like
shout
shaped them up.
Shout
to be, like,
out to those guys, by the way. Metafy,
yeah,
peep their Metafies. They're fantastic, bro. Like, shout out to them.
Like, I would always just see this guy just like either like being in coaching session or VOD reviewing or whatever, and it's just like, damn, bro. All right,
yeah, but hit the grindstone.
Yeah, it's so in my opinion, it has to be like those three. Cool. Although like it's like Nine has good callouts as well. Like, I throw in the occasional, but. It has to be like that's where I would put it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Nish, good call. Metafy.gg / I'm assuming Fast and Excellent.
Yeah,
I don't know their exact
business,
but
yeah,
make sure to shout out to. I know Faz did barge into chat demanding a shout out earlier on in the show, so I'm glad that they did get it overall. But awesome, guys. Well, thanks so much for giving me a little bit of an inside look at this new team. But let's talk about the most recent tournament that you participated in. I know you guys did play in G4 together. I think Uzi, you were the only one not playing with that squad, right?
It wasn't there either.
Okay, so just three of you going under the amazing name. Was it Gamer Gladiators? That was who you were?
Gay Men Gladiators.
Okay, Gay Men Gladiators. And then did you play the Gamer Gladiators in bracket? Was that
No, that was like the height. No, this is the thing.
No,
when Frost released the roster.
Another gay team.
Like, yeah, a different game. We versed Gamers United, which was like thing for when Frost released the roster. Uh-huh. I think we were like seed 8 or something, and seed 7 got to verse Gaiman that second round, and I was like begging Frost. I'm like, please just move us up a seed. Like, I'm begging you, give us like the content, give us the thing, and she didn't budge. But then it all happened for a reason, because then we versed them for Eos, which is more serious, and got our match there. But yeah, we were Gay Men Gladiators, and then we versed Gamers United, and we were like the only two gay teams, and then. Awesome. Yeah, it was Pog.
Yeah, G4 was all kinds of Pog. That's great.
Oh, it was so much fun. They do a fantastic job with their tournament.
So Uzi got really mad because he wanted us to take the tournament seriously and like play it for practice and everything, and we score comped against Descendants.
Yes,
but I promise you. So I'm sitting here. I think I had like a final, or it was like something I could not do.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just sitting here doing my work, and I'm like tuning in. I'm like, yo. If you face like any of like a top team, please, for the love of God, just practice. Just do something. I'm just like chilling. I do my thing. I tune into Ninth Stream and I see these people playing score cop against Ascendants. Like,
listen,
the game one.
In our defense,
they don't even do that right.
In our defense. We did not see Uzi's DMs until after the second game. The first game we took seriously, but we were like, guys, we're gonna get blown out anyway. Like, why not just seem like really stupid? It was really fun.
You have to. That's great. Okay, well, awesome. So G4 is its own thing. That was not low expectations. That was
Gay Men Gladiators.
But you guys had a sweet performance there too. So I'd love to see even a little bit of score comp play. Guys, up on the stream, I have brought up your bracket run. I can share it to Discord as well, just so you can see what I'm looking at. If you want to follow along, basically. But here we are. Here is the low expectations. I'll do the search feature so I get to see where you guys are. I should do it more specific, huh? Okay. Okay, here we go. So, low expectations. Your first two games of the day, you were able to dominate them, both 2-0 fashion. This is a giant open bracket. We're seeing a ton of different teams. You guys were actually also seeded all the way at number 9. Obviously, you have a couple of players who have earned points in these past tournaments. Those being added there, Ree, especially you being a top 4 placement earlier on in the year, like, must have got you guys quite a few points in terms of seeding. So, you guys set up pretty far. These first two games obviously went pretty much landslide directions your way. What were the vibes like before you started this tournament? Brand new team, you barely played together. Were a lot of nerves clicking in for some of you guys, or was this just like another Unite tournament you get to play and have fun?
Another Unite tournament to have fun.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I was like the only one that got nervous. Because I had like, so I'm coming out, like I'm coming back to like Pro Unite and like after like a 2-month break and barely like playing the game like pro and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also just like, bro, I have to like, I have like a lot to carry. It's like a new team and I have to like carry and do my job as like a jungler.
Sure.
But it's like, it just like, it was like the pressure and like the nerves more so than anything. Mm. And I'm just like, if I mess up, it's going to be where I am like the reason the team lost or whatnot. And I can't leave these guys down, especially if they're putting in all the work and stuff. So yeah, gotcha. That was the main thing for me.
Uzi, did that change pretty quickly once you guys started winning your first couple of rounds really handily? Or did that feeling kind of stick around?
Honestly, like, when I went into the tournament, like, after the first series, like, I just had to, like, get used to it. And then, like, I also, like, I got told, like, yo, our game is on the stream. And that's when I picked, like, Talon and I was, like, diving their mid-tower, like, 3 minutes and just like getting a penta.
It was something else.
I even told Zoinks, like, all right, bro, if you spectate our match, let me know and I'll get you some content. I gotta do something. So after that, like, it was just like slowly going into it, and then like as we went on, it was like playing people I normally would play on like ladder and stuff.
Sure.
So it was just like pretty, like, it just eased up a little.
I gotcha. Okay, well, let's jump ahead to your next game. I know, Ree, you were saying you were really confident into this tournament, just yet another one to knock down, despite being on a new squad. Wasn't hitting you too much. Eventually, you guys play up against Mega Folks. This is the bracket is playing out as predicted. So a little bit higher seeded of a squad. I'm not very familiar with the players on that roster, but I have seen this name before in these other open brackets. So not completely new to the scene. You do end up dropping a round in this match to them. What went down?
I was gonna say, do you want it? Who wants to cover the loss, and then who wants to cover game three? Because I think
I want to cover game three.
No, I'm covering game three. Fuck all of you. I'm covering game three.
Wait, hold on.
I have to cover the first half. You cover the second half because that's where we kind of like take our part.
All right, fine. All right, we're jumping to game three. Sorry, Zoinks.
No, that's fine. Let's go to game three.
Game one, we win completely fine, completely solid. I'll just give the abridged version.
Sure.
Game two, I kind of beef my alts, and I will take account for this. We're playing a Cinder comp, and I was treating it like a Greninja comp.
I see.
And
okay.
We were playing against a Machamp. I was playing like we were playing against a Luka, so it was on me. I was mispositioned to keep Uzi alive, and we ended up losing that game, and then the pressure started kind of building because we hadn't lost a game up until this point. Mm. But yeah, you guys can now take the floor for game three.
It was definitely a little depressing when I would have a Wiggly stand right beside me, not even flash on top of me. He would just see me eat up fat Machamp ult, and then he would ult on my dead body.
Oof.
That's really interesting.
Hey man, he told you. He told you he vaped it. It's not like he's hiding.
I tried to skip over this. I tried to preserve Nish's
game. It's fine.
Game three, like we're dominating like the first game and pretty much the second game, except like two major fights. But this game, like we're hardcore diving. Like I'm level 15 at like 3A, like almost 4 minutes. Really.
Oh wow. Okay.
Like I was going ham. Like we were all absolutely crushing, but then Zapdos happens, and I had very bad positioning. Cause like I'm trying to A press, but then I'm in a position where I eat up a Luka ult, a Machamp, like not a Luka ult. It was like a Cinder ult, Machamp ult, and a Slowbro ult.
Okay.
It's like even if I got a Wiggly ult, it didn't matter.
Right.
And I die with ult, that would have been able to clean up. So now Junkie can take the rest because this is like his part.
All right, so then we lose Zap. They're all scoring. These motherfuckers start up a surrender vote.
Oh,
and we're
wow.
like, and we're like, it's over. And I'm like, I guess the only
that
one
was
who tra-
that was didn't even vote, by the way.
Bro, I guess like I'm the only one that like can keep track of points or something, which is fine. Big to go back to your earlier question.
Well, no,
big
they were up like 400 at that point.
I don't care.
Yeah, no, you're correct. It is mathematically winnable, but it was just like fuck,
it was instant Zoinks. Like within 1 second of the surrender vote going up, instantly three votes. Like, oh, and I'm like, and I instantly was like, I'm sorry, I need to curse. I'm sorry. You can like mute or like make a timestamp. I'm like, you motherfuckers are not surrendering. I'm like, you guys, we are going to get back. We're not surrendering. I know I voted no, and if I find out which one of you is the fourth no vote, I'm going to like kick your ass.
Yeah.
We're going to get up our points. We are going to make a final push. It is achievable. And they're like, no, bro, no. I'm like, no, no. No. And whoever that fourth vote was, I actually still don't know who that fourth vote that
it
said
was
no
you
was.
And Uzi that didn't vote.
Was
yes.
it Uzi who said no?
Yeah.
I think it was either me or Reba. I don't remember.
Yeah,
it
I
was
no.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
it was
it's the freaking tournament game, man. There's always a final push.
Yeah. So I was like, I was like that. Like, nothing tilts me more than like giving up. Like, uh-huh. even if it's like a 1% chance, it's like, who gives a shit? Like, why not take that 1% chance? Uh-huh. And I was like, there was. Two, like, they still had both pads and then goalposts. And I was like, all we have to do is bait a fight on one of the earlier goalposts. The death timers are way too high. We'll make a push and be able to do it. And then we did it.
Yeah.
So, okay, what happened is they also did a little bit of trolling. So, call back to earlier, Uzi dies with ult, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we have ult for this repush.
Ah,
they have their
forehead. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they have their T1 up still.
I was keeping it for the push. The big brain Uzi plays. Oh
they
my
have
God.
Their T1 up, and their Machamp is just sitting on it. and Uzi just kills him, like, just without even ulting, just kills their Machamp as he's running away. Like, I think I might have flashed forward for
him. Yeah,
and,
I think
like,
we just, like, killed him. Like, it was just...
He was just dead.
Okay.
And then, right after that, their Cinder and another Squishy, I think it was, like, their Hoopa... Pika, they bounce their T2, Uzi ults them, just pops them on their T2, and then it's a 5v2. So we just, we dunk T1, we have someone dunk T2, because I have Score Shield, I'm not going to dunk T2, because I can just dunk at their spawn.
Sure.
And then we just all run to their spawn, we all get our dunks in on our in their spawn, and like, once I get my dunk in, I can start zoning and everything. So like, they did a little bit of trolling. Because if their Machamp doesn't die there, and then if their Squishies don't jump together there, then it's all good. But I completely agree. Super stupid of us to like vote there, and I guess that mistake won't be made again.
Well, I mean, luckily, all the pieces work out there. You guys were able to win that game 2-1, obviously, the score
like,
runs there.
And I, like, knock on wood, take pride in, like, not tilting and, like, being very level-headed and, like, that... That tilted me.
Right.
For those, like, 10 seconds, I saw those things, and, like, the you blanking flags are not blanking surrendering. We are going there, making a push. I don't care if we still lose. It's good practice to, like, practice our final pushes
sure.
in a high-stress, in, like, situation, and it could work out, because we knew we still had Uzi ult, and he was, like, level 15. Like, we still had insane levels. So I was just like, it's not doomed. You know,
I just remember seeing that Zapdos fall, and I was thinking in my head, I was like, these chimps. I was like, these chimps. We had a level 15 Greninja, and we still lost. I was like, insta surrender. I'm tilted.
Hey. I got three ults, and I made up for it in the final push. I killed, like, all.
You
like,
what else
can I? Like, I'm killing them on their tier two, but.
Yeah,
but that was really hype. Like, and once, like, as a team, we can come back from that. Then it's like that's so like important to just like trust in one another and like our potential. So then when we go into SKT, which I'm seeing is like going to be your next point, like
yeah,
it felt much easier, not because of like any skill differential, but because of how difficult the situation was that we just handled. Right. So it's like, even if like they're better players or, you know what I mean? I don't want to make that judgment call,
sure.
but just like in an abstract, you know, area of, we just came back 500 points
yeah.
and like we're surrendering. Our mental's good now, you know,
yeah,
so then
yeah,
that
yeah.
was
You've got all of the bad juju out.
It was the full mental reset, really.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
100%. Well, the fire of low expectations was lit a little bit, and you get to move on against the 8 seed. So again, this bracket playing out like exactly as drawn up. We're hitting the first upset, technically, by those. You're going up against SKT. Shout out to Jay in the chat as well. A little bit of love. Wait, we gotta get...
Shout out to Jay.
Gotta get your team on the podcast, by the way. And yeah, I'm not saying it's an upset in terms of how actual power rankings and all that, but on the seeding chart, that's where it would end up. But you guys go into this game and a dominant 2-0 win. That's what I'm seeing on the scoreline here. I didn't have the, you know, pleasure of being able to watch this game, but were these games closer than the scoreline showing, or was this kind of low expectations the whole way through?
It was awesome.
I'm not gonna lie.
I want to get the game in, bro.
I know you guys want to get the GG, but I have to kind of blow up my own ego a little bit. But all against right. like SKT,
right,
we have like a couple of the, like our like I think like two people died with ult or something. But then like there's like three people dead, and I think it's only me and Rhea alive. And
no,
I'm just like sitting. It was me and Junkie actually.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm just sitting there like, bro, how is everyone just dying? So. I just like start cleaning up, and like next thing I know, we also have like a team wipe and zap, and it's just like bro, like how is all this happening? Like, it was so stressful.
Yeah, me and Uzi had like a really stressful like. Was it 4v2? I'm almost
positive.
It
was a 2v5 because I remember getting like a.
Oh, okay, one of them was really low. Yeah, so it was like me and Uzi, like half of their team is at health, and me and Uzi had to like perfectly dodge like every single skill shot, position perfectly, like trick on the cooldown the second it is up for that man to like survive all that shit. No, that's a good point, Uzi. It was very pog. That was all cool.
Right, cool.
And also like it's like against like SKT, and these guys like play like the game so weirdly. It's like just you won't expect nor like regular people to like do this. Like they just pull out like random ass stuff.
Yeah,
it's like invading your jungle, five man pushing like at random times. And
I've heard a lot of SKT's kind of, you know, iconic is the float stone greedent part of their spawn.
They're like big experimenters.
They've been in the lab for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. All right, well, SKT still went on a bit of a run, didn't quite make it qualified for AS Cup, but I'm sure we'll see them in more tournaments. Guys, you head into the last game of your day. This was, we were hyping this game up so much, and then everyone in chat when we were casting this game, we're guys, both of the teams have qualified already. Like, guys, yeah. they're both already made it in. Which was not taking the wind out of my sails, but whatever. I was like, this is way too much fun. Guys, you had a banger game, 2-1. You take down the Unite Kings of Game and Gladiators, what a lot of people consider to be the best or at very worst top three team in the game right now. You're able to beat them in a 2-1 game. Guys, take it away. What happened in this game?
Okay, so I think I've never been on a very competitive team, so I have never really had like the experience against like really high level teams. So I think my nerves were definitely a lot higher than some of the other teammates on my team. Mm. Their nerves might have been.
Okay.
But I was definitely really, really nervous going into game one. And game one did not work out for us. Like, we were just kind of losing at every turn. We couldn't really find an answer, and my mental was, like, not shot, but, like, I wasn't, like, super, super, like, head up going into game two. But game two, Nine said something that really stuck with me. He goes, "All right, guys, we're 1-0 up against TTV. We just have to win one more game, and then we win." That completely, like, changed my mental. I was like, that's hilarious. Like, that's a great way to look at it. Like, I fuck with that. And very then, cool. He said, then, like, the next game, so we won that game. I won't brush over it. We can go back and talk about it. But we win that game. And then I'm like, hey, guys, we're 1-0 on TTV. Like, let's just win one and go home.
Uh-huh.
And then, it was a nice callback. And then if someone wants to talk about, like, actually game two, game three, like, go ahead.
Uzi gets game two.
Yeah,
Uzi gets game three. Come on.
Uzi. Off the dome, by the way. I don't remember anything.
I kind of want to take, like, the early game of game three, too, though. Because that was like a tilter in the game three, but I will get to
that. I can talk a little bit about a late game two, because I watched the VODs back a couple times to see like what we did well and stuff. So I can talk a lot about the small stuff that you might not have like remembered or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So in game one, like a big reason we all like also lost, like I'm just completely dead, like tired, because like I'm fasting as well, so I'm like dehydrated like crazy. And I didn't eat anything for, like, a long time.
Hmm.
And then I'm also playing, and I'm just, like, I just put out, like, all my energy trying to qualify. And then, like, against DTV, like, our plan is just, like, okay, we just play the game. We do our best. If we win, whatever. If we lose, nothing.
Right.
And so game one happens. Like, I'm just dying on cooldown to Lutano and Toon. Like, that's whatever. Game two was so weird. Because, like, I'm coming down level 9. A second dread, but I completely with my ult. I int. It's just bad. It's just depression.
Okay.
So in between, like, we're getting like some kills here and there, and like we're getting dunks and stuff. But in the late game fight, it's just like we need to do something to get in Zap Pit.
Mm.
But so the big thing that we kind of like capitalize on is that in Blastoise, with Blastoise, you don't have like Muscle Band or anything, so you don't really have like too good of a rip.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Especially if you're facing like a Hoopa Unbound that has like, it's like a it's like the most tankiest mod in the game for some reason.
Yes.
So
yes.
They can't even like threaten us like as objective rip because like we have like the better secure in my opinion.
Mm.
So I'm telling Ree like, yo. So Nish gets like a back cap and we're close. So I'm like, all right, they're backcapping.
So, Ree,
you go get a back cap. Just go. And I'm collapsing bot on like Toon and Zug that are like trying to push. So when that is happening, it's just like me, Junkie, and I think Nine. We're trying to kill these guys. And again, like in typical fashion, I whiff my ult again. Because I'm just trying to like, I'm so nervous at that point. I'm just like, just press it. So we're running at them. Nine gets a really nice stun on Toon and he doesn't get his ult off. And from there, like, we kill Toon, and then from there, we just, like, completely, like, team wipe them somehow.
Yeah.
And as soon as we get the first kill on Toon, I'm just yelling on top of my lungs, get the zap! Zap! No! Zap! No! While we're killing them. I'm just yelling, get the zap right now! I think all of us were
fucking screaming, just like, go, fuck it.
It was insane. It was insane.
A little bit about why we made the decision to, like, fight outside of the pit. We were close battle, so that means we're anyway between 30 and 100 points, roughly.
Right.
And I, as soon as it hits, like, 205 or something, I take the jump pad, the top jump pad, into mid, and then I run through the mid bushes, and I get an 80 cap on their top, like T1. And so then I watch back in the VOD, they actually were still winning, but they don't know that because they have they're within like a 30 point to 100 point window. So they were winning by like 5 points or something after I got that top cap, but they now have to make something happen because they don't know if they're in the lead. So I tell us to just like keep on playing the outsides, just like prodding at their T2s and stuff. They're trying to come cap us, but like I think it was like Ree and I are just like holding the top, so Lutano is fighting me, and we're just kind of like trading blows back and forth. I still have my flash, so I can just dip if I ever get like actually low. So I'm just like playing my focus, like prodding at Lutano with Ree, so he knows that like we're threatening something. And then it so happens that a fight starts breaking out in the bot side, and I watched it back and redid this thing that was really smart that I liked. He made his presence known to Lutano, because I think Lutano was higher level than Ree. So if both of them are out of the fight, it's beneficial to us because Lutano does more damage. But Ree made his presence known to Lutano, and then Ree went for a back cap. So Lutano was also forced to go for a back cap. So it kept both Lucarios out of the fight. So it it so happened that it was a 4v4. We were able to get Toon out without his ult dropping, and then we were able to just turn the fight from there. So yeah, big shout out to Ree because that's a really heads up play. Because if Lutano's in that fight, I don't know if we're able to no, win that out. It. Yeah,
good stuff, Ree.
Appreciate it. I didn't even think it was that five head, but thanks.
Yeah, he's like, I just put points in goal. I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. That's how I saw it go down because you were just like trading back and forth, and then he starts seeing beeline to their base, and then he starts beelining to our base as soon as he sees that.
Yeah.
It's also like in game three, like we're coming off like this big like double. Like, it's like good morale boost. So I'm playing, like, in my opinion, like, pretty decently in early game. Like, I'm coming down level 9. Like, I got all the beasts against, like, HP, Lutano.
Sure.
We're chilling. We win top. I get, like, a kill on Lutano, then Toon. I'm coming down 9. I ult. We get, like, I get, like, 3 kills, 4 kills or something. And then these...
Listen, man,
I'm not going to say anything.
We were depressing, bro.
But in typical TTV fashion, you just see a Wigglytuff... Zugrug just comes in and just Dazzling Gleam steals it.
Yeah.
And from there, like, the game just goes from, like, here to, like, immediately just downward.
Uh-huh.
It was just a roll. Like, after that, like, I'm a little...
Any guilty, a vote to surrender was like, at this point? Or
no.
We all learned your lesson? Okay.
To be honest, I would have called it if it wasn't, like, 7 minutes.
Right, yeah. If it was allowed, it would have been there. Okay.
So, after that, we lose, like, the Rotom. They're pushing. They're killing me on pad. They're killing everyone. Like, they're just, like... taking over the game, like, snowballing. And from there, it was just like, I don't know what to do. What's going to happen now? What can we do? We just have to get to the late game somehow. And then, like, we just have, like, a call from Junkie. Actually, you can take it. I just want to add one thing at the end, though. But you can take it.
All right, Junkie, go ahead.
So, I think, like what Nish was kind of referring to earlier, sort of, is just, like, this... It's just the benefit of, like, playing these people in tournaments and... watching VODs and first seeing them on ladder scrims, whatever, is you
for sure.
pick up on individual players' habits, and like, I feel like if you're, I don't know, like a responsible pro player, whatever you want to call it, since like it is like such an amateur scene, like in League, right? There's literal analysts who just job is to pick up on player habits. They have a giant Google Doc of like almost every, like it's way advanced, right? So I kind of take inspiration from that, where it's like, I know how they like to defend when they're super ahead. I know how they like to do this, blah, blah, blah. Like those sort of things are all kind of playing in my mind. Mm-hmm. It's why I loved the clip that you guys did so well, because you really did like accurately describe.
It was a fun
and did justice to the situation, because like people that were watching, like flaming TTV, like saying, oh, they just let themselves get flipped on. They don't know how to defend. Like they're blank idiots. Like they don't understand the game on like a deep level. Like they don't understand like how smart their positioning was and how like. You're being choked out almost, like,
right?
It was very
oppressive. You're getting, you didn't have any like space to breathe in the game, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Like I like they're the words escaping their... me the
overwhelming
words escaping
stifling
me? Yeah, yeah, stifling,
suffocating,
sure.
I don't know.
Suffocating. thank you yeah. People that don't, people that like I guess like aren't playing at our level or whatever don't realize how suffocating their positioning was.
Yeah.
And no, like how insane it is. But it's one of those moments where like it's not like a secret anymore, but like I know Goof's habits and like he's someone that will extend out of his positions more so than any other player on their team, is something that I've noticed. When they have their kind of direct positionings, he's the one that will step out, right, the most, in my opinion. So I was like, I'm going to stay bot side where Goof and Uzi are, right? The other three, I tell them, like, your job is to just live and try to get them out of their positions as much as possible.
Absolutely.
I don't think they were going to overextend, but I was watching, like, pan my camera top, and they were stepping out, right? So I'm like, okay, they're, like, being a little greedy, but it wasn't, like, nothing, you know, sinful or anything, right? That, like, they were still fine. But
so
once I saw... Oh, sorry, you want
to... I just want to add something small.
Go.
I kind of wanted us to threaten the same thing that we did last time, where we just play the outsides of the map, because I don't really want to run into pad or into pit with them, especially because they have a Blastoise and we have a Greninja who just kind of gets popped if we go into like a head-on like headbang team fight.
Sure.
So I wanted us to just kind of threaten the outside and pull them out of position, which is what Junkie also wanted us to do. So I think like what we did well is similar to last time. Like Ree and I are just kind of threatening the top, and then we have some people threatening the bottom, and then
Yeah, because this game like was the biggest stomp ever out of like any game we played this tournament. Like we, I don't think got like a single pad that game.
Yeah.
So like we had like we had our work cut out for us.
Yeah.
And I like when I was watching them do their kind of, you know, dance back and forth, kind of weave and wave out top lane, I like noticed that like Toon wasn't there, and I feel like they were in a position where if Toon was there, he would have forced a fight and killed them all, in my opinion. So that just leaves him, he's somewhere bot. And I don't think we had vision of him at the time. We just, I think, in all of our heads guessed he was in a bush somewhere, right?
Right.
And because of my positioning in jungle, I knew he was in our jungle because he would have jumped on me. I know how Goof positions. He positions in the L bush.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that just leaves him on the lane somewhere, right? So our only opportunity to do something is to get Goof away from the from that bush so I can jump into it without instantly dying.
You're welcome,
and,
by the way.
And then like
Uzi
just getting him somewhere, right?
Grenade.
And luckily like Uzi like was just showing and farming bees and stuff, and Goof steps up,
I
think, to make a pick with Toon. So that was like the perfect moment where I was just like, I made the call. I was like, we need to flip Zap. Like we need to just rush it, do it, whatever. Like that's like our 2 second window of Goof not being able to 100 to 0 kill me. And
I remember hearing that too in the top lane. That shit was crazy.
That,
I was like, I was sitting there in top. I was just poking Lutano, and I was like, this is so fucking hopeless.
We haven't put a single point in.
And then I hear like, hey, what if I just jump over the middle here and just bring you guys into Zap? And I look at the map and I'm like, you know, that just might work.
So, Nine's taking his hand away from the surrender button. So, it's like, oh, yeah. Maybe, actually.
Maybe
at the end of the tunnel, what's happening? So,
And then, so what was it? Really quick, just, and then we can go back to your thing with Toon, I'm sure you want to touch on, is that then, I think, what was it? Zug was the only one that was in a position to get to us probably within 5 or 6 seconds. So I was like, we kill him, the other team, we can burst it down in enough time. And then that's kind of what happened. Then we all just score. And we knew that because of the fight, they dropped all their points. Like, they don't have enough points to really go back and score and stuff. And they blew a lot of ults too. So it was just then kind of GG. But it's just like one of those things where like every bit of information can come in clutch or make or break one of those situations. And like, yeah, it pays off when you put in work, I think, to just study those things or habits and stuff, because like, I don't want to ego, but like, I don't know many support players that like do that sort of homework on teams and like would have made that call or insight into that. But that's also something that every player is capable of. Yeah. Right, not just me as a support player. Like, it helps that like a support with Hoop is more natural shot calling, and you know the kind of like the limits of what you can do. But that's just something that like I would like to see like future teams pick up on or like dedicate time to, or those sort of small things, because of the, you know, we can agree or disagree with how Unite has been made and like what it appeals to, etc., compared to like more competitive MOBAs. But like, you need to know those things because there are comeback mechanics, and if you can make use of them and fight, like, it's part of the game, you know what I mean? And like, the thing that tilted me the most, I think even like Toon talked about it, was like a lot of, I think, viewers or their fans were like giving them a hard time, like they don't know how to defend Zap, they don't, like, they're not doing justice to like how smart all those players are, right? Individually. Absolutely. And as a collective. And it's like really, I don't know, like, shitty that like their knowledge or game knowledge or Zap play position was kind of being discredited. In virtue discrediting what we did and how slim the odds were in that 2 or 3 second window. Because if I do that and face the goof, I'm dead. He thunders bolts me, I'm dead. We're trolled. We're suffocated. We're done. Right. And I think one of the nicer YouTube comments I saw was something about like, after this game, TTV is like going to be like a much better team. Like, this was kind of like a necessary thing where like they're smart enough to know like they can go back in the VODs and clean that up. Like, it was a simple mistake. So it's like, I have no concerns about their ability to like adapt, be like top level team that they are. Cause yeah, it was tilting for me as an outsider to just see like all of a sudden like this, it swung so the other way of like, they don't know how to play around Zap. They don't. It's like, bro. Like,
community consensus can change quick.
Yeah, that the narrative around them as a team, like, and how quickly that switched because of what happened in our game was like super tilting. But like, they're professional enough to know that like, VOD review, go back in there, learn on it. Like, I doubt like they're going to be playing Zap the exact same way for AOS, and that's what's going to matter most, right? Yep. Like, is being ready for AOS Cup, not the qualifier. Like, it's a nice little morale boost for us, right? But I don't think they're going to let another team take advantage of their Zap positioning and like Zap calls and how they like to play it again. And they are even changing team comps a lot that enable them to do different strategies and stuff like that. So yeah, I have a lot of respect for them. And that was just like a side tangent thing that I wanted to speak on, because that was like tilting for me to say.
And I'm glad you did. Uzi, you were mentioning that you wanted to talk about something in the end of this game. Last thing before we jump past the qualifier run.
It's like the thing with Goof. So I see, like, this guy's, like, in the bottom bush, and I need to, like, do something to get, like, Junkie, like, some space to, like, jump in, because he's, like, on the pad. So I'm, like, I'm just playing, like, a complete idiot. I walk up to Beast, I eat up, like, more than half my health bar poke, and I'm, like, all right, that's perfectly fine. He's staying here, he's being occupied, and Junkie's just, like, running in. So I'm sitting there, I'm, like, trying to, like, put myself in a position, like, yo, I can be killed if you want to kill me right now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But after that, like, I'm just, like, surfing. I got, like, some health back. And I go into that bush, and I just see Toon right there. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm just sitting there, like, no way. Because, like, it's, like, in a position where this guy can, like, he's running amp blasters. He can, like, completely just pop me. Like,
oh, I'm, yeah, like, absolutely.
A frog. And I'm already, like, low health. So there was, like, a bit of, like, I think I'm not, like, saying, like, he's bad or whatever. It's, like, a little misplay. So when Junkie ulted, he immediately started spinning. If he ulted, I would have died in the zap rip. None of that would have happened, yeah, in my opinion. And we would have just lost as well from there.
Yeah.
But it was a nice play to pull out the Pika to the bot side and just these guys are doing their thing top, and then Junkie can just go in and do his thing. So it's a pretty good play all around by the entire team.
Yeah.
Because these guys are mano a mano, slapping people top and I don't even know what was going on that game.
We obviously on the cast had a lot to praise your whole team about, for sure. I think my favorite part about that, it was just kind of we've dissected this very deeply now of posthumous. We've gone very deep into how this game ended, but in reality all this happens within 3 seconds max. It's always gonna be like that in this game, and I think the more that you can really act under pressure in those situations, make play calls, anything like that, it's just going to be another boon for your Unite squad. So it was a really fantastic tournament for you guys. Obviously, huge morale boost. And then you created what we're going to look at right now by beating Gaming Gladiators, making them a third seed. Let's take a look at the group stages. So what I'm looking at too is not an official graphic, but Mean Apples, at Mean Apples on Twitter, they made this really awesome, because I think Goof was the one complaining about not having a good viewing image of it from everyone posting just a screenshot of a straight Excel spreadsheet. So I have this graphic pulled up on stream right now. Just a look at the upcoming tournament group stages. So Group A, yes, we have a player from that group in chat right now, given the old monk. Sanji is gonna have to be living within that group. You guys, though, low expectations, find themselves in Group B with currently Nemesis. They might be under a new name. Maybe I've seen a lot of esports gifts, a lot of esports gifts from that camp. So very exciting stuff for them. But Nemesis, Full Send, and then Actual Trash. So Full Send being Snow Points and Celestial's team, and Actual Trash is Smushy's team, right?
Yes.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's got the goat.
Is gonna be a really, really fun tournament, obviously. First chance we get to see group play, and then the top two seeds of each of these groups are going to make it out. I want to talk a little bit. I know we've already eaten up so much of your time. We don't have too much longer on the episode, but I would love to just end by talking about the upcoming tournament, where you guys are at. Looking at your group right now, you're the second seed, but Nemesis and Full Send and Actual Trash, but I'd say Nemesis and Full Send are definitely the names that carry a lot of really just contention-style weight. Is this a winnable group for your team?
I'm a say it, bro. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I mean, come on, man. We beat TTV. Come on. It's gonna be winnable.
If there were a bracket that I would want to be in, it would either be B or D, and okay. I'm not complaining about being in B.
That's actually was going to be my next question. Okay, so you think that the strongest groups, I'm just doing by association, strongest groups are Group A and C in your mind?
Oh, yeah.
To me, yes.
Okay. Okay, so your picks.
I don't think I would hate being in C, honestly. I think I would be fine with being in C.
Sure.
Yeah, but A is
definitely
all the way up here.
Yes.
B and C are kind of tied. You can maybe an inch or two difference, and then D is down there.
And no disrespect to people in Group D or whatever. I'm not trying to throw shade, but I would definitely rather be in D than the other groups.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
The thing with our group, so yeah, I feel it's gonna be Nemesis for sure qualifying.
Okay.
But then we have a slight bit of advantage. So if Nemesis and Full Set play each other, then we kind of get the thing, because either team will be a little tilted after the loss. So we can probably come in, cause an upset on that. It's a bad thing to say, of course. It sucks, but it has to be mentioned.
Sure.
Take whatever advantage
you can get. That being said, Uzi, though, I think Actual Trash may be tilt-proof. I know Smushy has the lockdown on positivity. Yeah. So
Smushy is... Bro, I'm high-key actually really worried about Actual Trash. Because... Okay. They're actually a team that can they're a team that can definitely cause some damage.
Sure,
I'll be honest.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't right?
I mean, this is top 16 in a stacked region, right? Like, you're definitely all these teams are gonna be contenders. There's teams that we thought would be up in this group, like SKT potentially, who's not here right now. So obviously, all these teams are really, really solid. So your picks, your guys' picks, of course, for Group B are pretty obvious. Low expectations. Uzi, you said Nemesis is going to be your for sure pick coming out of this group, other than you. Is that kind of the group consensus as well? Is Nemesis considered to be the best team on paper in this group?
I think we can definitely make some we can chef up some strategies in the kitchen to to like fiend on their weaknesses, but I definitely think on paper right now, like, I think Rex is just such a good shot caller, and then like
Tower shot caller.
Yeah, like I think Rex is just really, really smart, so we're gonna have to make sure we don't make any mistakes.
I think we're gonna beat Full Send because Bloodline is on Full Send.
For me, I feel like the Nemesis and Full Send matchup is like kind of where it's all at.
It's like, gonna be such a good placement game. Like, that game is crazy. So important. Yeah.
Like, both teams are like really strong. Like, they're on par, in my opinion. Like, it just depends. Like, especially for Full Send, I think it's like more so on like their top lane, if Bulby or Celestial especially can carry. Because like Celestial, like, of course, like, talented jungler, whatnot. And then like Nemesis as well. Like, they have like Trainer and Art, like, those two can like take over a game.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like, it kind of like depends on like the top matchup, in my opinion, for that. So like, whoever wins, they pretty much make it all the way, and whoever loses, like, we have an advantage over that in a way, because like, we're chilling. We have no stress on us.
That's true. I mean, your first game will probably be against Full Send, though, right? If we're playing it out. I don't know. Either way, we'll get to that. We got to move up for time for sure here. Let's talk about the elephant in the room that is Group A, okay? Blossom, previous tournament winners, Foreign Famous, a really solid squad. Say what you will about that team. They definitely have a lost skill. They found a lot of success. Another team to make it all the way through the winner side of the bracket. Game and Gladiators, of course, the best team in the game for some time now. And TOS, who's got a lot of fan favorite names for sure, obviously. But another team that has found a ton of success as well. Feppy Redemption Arc. It's also going to be
a fan favorite.
Feppy Revenge Arc. Feppy versus Blossom round one. So that'll be fun too. I'm very excited for that one. I know that TOS has been trying out some, you know, kind of weirdo fun strategies as well, but becoming less weird, I think. For me, I've been setting as much scrims as I can, definitely seeing a lot of some like triple support nonsense. But
I think it's fantastic that Foreign Famous finally manipulated the bracket into their favor.
All right, well, I didn't say it, and I did. Guys, we gotta move a little bit quicker, but who are your two picks for Group A to come out of it?
So I will say it.
Wait, hold on. Someone said TOS, but all right.
I have full faith in my boy Sanji and Mug, but I feel like it will probably be Blossom and GG. Because I feel like, especially like after how the qualifiers went, GG is 100% gonna like come in like full force swinging at everyone. Like,
oh yeah,
like already they look so much stronger,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I like really like about the team too. So, like, I think that's for sure like a qualification, but of course. TOS, like, I hope they cause an upset and just shake things up.
That would be hype.
All right, boys. Wait, can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. We got Blossom, we got Faz, metafy.gg/Faz.
Okay, we're shilling.
We got
Team Muk, Sanji, Scolded, Feppy, and Akilo, baby.
Yeah. Okay,
like,
okay,
I swear they can pull off an upset, bro. Scolded is a fucking nerd, man. That man is such a nerd, bro.
Oh, my God.
Excuse my language. Excuse my French, sorry.
But that bridge is past.
I like it. I think if anyone could do it, I feel like they could do it.
All right, sick. Nine, how about you?
Oh, me next? Okay, I didn't know I was next up. You already know, man. I'm gonna say Blossom because that boy Rin and that boy Faz. Yo, shout outs to Faz. And then I gotta go with TOS, bro. That boy Sanji scolded him.
Okay, this is sounding very Friendship Cup so far. Some of the answers. Not AO's Cup, but
they gonna get it.
Mark, not worth it. You gotta meet us in finals. Come on now.
Fair enough. All right, a Junkie, how about you?
I don't know if this is like a cop out, but it's like I think whichever team does the most homework Like, okay. I think they're... I'll phrase it this way. I won't be surprised if any of these teams make top two.
Okay.
Like, I think it's that strong of a bracket where, yes, there's obviously, like, Gaming, Gladiators, and Blossom have, like, a higher skill ceiling, higher skill floor, whatever, sure. than both of the teams as of right now. But it's not, like, unachievable for Foreign Famous or TOS to craft something to win a single best of three.
Yeah.
Like, it's not some, you know, insane thing, right? So it's whoever does the most homework. I think, like, I would say if I had to bet money, it'd be Gaming Gladiators first, Blossom second.
Okay.
I think
it's Gaming, the general consensus, but yeah.
Like, we'll do a lot of homework. I think Blossom will do a lot of homework, but I think TOS and Foreign Famous will, depending on Foreign Famous's mental, honestly, that's like the biggest obstacle.
Sure.
Is if they, like, I've watched scrims with them where they can be super clean and take games, but then literally the next game, like, Astave will start screaming and tilting, and then all of a sudden they lost the entire scrim block. So it's like, you guys had something there.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
And then with TOS, like, there's not, like, again, like, we're at this high enough level where the player skill gaps aren't that huge, and Unite as an esport has gotten way more competitive compared to February, where I think TTV was up here, the rest of us were down here. Now yeah. it's much more, everyone's kind of in reach of each other. So if there isn't a patch, it's whoever does the most homework, honestly.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Let's get you to weigh in here, Ray. This may be the most, like, you know, biggest names in top lane in this group, if I'm taking a look at it, honestly. The top laners that you, if you were in that group, you would have to be contending with some of the best in the best. But who do you think of the two teams coming out of Group A?
I would have to say it would be Blossom and Gaming Gladiators, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, that's the general consensus for sure. If you had to choose one of those teams to not make it, Ray, who do you think is the team that would not make it?
That's going to be tough.
Who do you think is more likely to get a third place drop? Would it be Blossom or would it be Gaming Gladiators? Not that it could be neither, but which one do you think is more likely?
Like I said, it's going to be tough, but... both teams are pretty strong, but yeah. I guess I would have to say Blossom.
Okay. Yeah, you trust Gaming Gladiators revenge arc a little bit more than Blossom holding on to their win. Okay, awesome. Well, guys, let's jump into Group C. This is LEGO, IX Gaming, IX GT, and Overcap. LEGO with a super deep run. Yeah, I mean, honestly, with the last one, this can be kind of open to the public here. But Uzi, go ahead.
You know, I have to support the homies at LEGO and IX GT. IXGT, like, I have so much respect for them because they're quite literally the team that helped us grow so much, because they were, like, the only team we could manage to scrim because of, like, our timing and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they're just homies. Like, I have a lot of respect for them, Kratos, Black, and everyone. And then they go, like, they're the homies. Like,
yeah.
I've known them for a while. Like, they're super friendly, super chill. I don't care what people say. I have faith that they will make it. But then again, like, on IX, they have, like, OG and Pika defenders. So it's like, those are also the homies.
In my opinion, friendship cup. This is AOS cup. So you got who's going to win, man?
I have to go with LEGO and IXGT.
Okay, IXGT beating out their main squad of IX Gaming. Any love for anybody from Overcap? I mean, they've made it here. They've made it here a couple of times. Do you think any of these teams can drop to Overcap?
No. They play Sport Comp. They don't deserve any love.
They do not deserve love. Get out of here with Sport Comp. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, these are real opinions on the podcast, and I'm happy for that. Most for. Awesome. IXGT, LEGO, the two winning out of there. Anybody in this call think that IX Gaming would take it over either GT or LEGO?
Yes.
Okay. Nine, you have a little more faith in the IX squad themselves?
I think both IX teams are going to make it.
Okay, shout out. Nine trying to get a sponsorship. I see you. IX3T. It's going to be a little
bit. I've been fiending for one for months.
Okay, fair enough. I love to hear it. All right, guys, let's jump to... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I agree. IXGT is the homies, and I think IX just got a lot of star power. I don't really know LEGO that well, but I know... GT's got my boy Talion, so they're gonna be crazy, bro.
They do. Damn, Talion's a fun player to watch, man. Had some really, really nice moments in this tournament. Group D is gonna be Black Hand, Tessenda, Millennium, and Sandra's. Guys, are we kind of all in agreement that Tessenda and Black Hand are the two teams making out of this one?
I
low-key think Millennium can do it.
Dude, Millennium's a crack squad. Uno and Company, they're decent, man.
I low-key think it can be Millennium and Black Hand. Like, that's going to be unpopular, but I can see it, bro.
Okay, okay.
As much as I want to meme and say Black Hand won't make it, I literally can't.
They're making it, dude.
It's going to be Black
their
Hand.
Their first seed, too, so their first game is going to be against Sandra's. Like, yeah, they're going to make it.
Wait, is that how it works?
I assume 1-4 play each other first, and then 2-3 play each other in each one.
Oh, I was thinking it might be 1-3 and then 2-4. It also could be that, I think, but I'm not positive.
Why would it be 1-3-2-4?
It's Nish. Don't worry about it.
No, because it's like two that are one seed apart play each other.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Seems like you're not giving as much of an advantage of a first seed, but that's all right. Okay. Well, cool. Well, guys, we have definitely burned enough of your time already. Sorry, I have taken so much of it.
Now we wanted to talk more.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. No, guys, seriously, this was no. It was so fun to have low students here, but it is a national holiday, and I need to let you guys get back to it. And me as well. Before we go anywhere, I want to give you guys just a quick chance to be able to plug, shout out, whatever you want to. If you guys got socials, Twitch streams, whatever it is, you want to plug your coaches again, Nish, feel free. This is your guys' stage to do. Shout out, you know, sell out, whatever you want to do. Uzi, let's start with you. Where can people find you?
Go to my Twitch. That's like BigUzi__.
All right.
And you can find everything else from there.
Click follow, also, click subscribe.
Metafy /Excellent and Metafy /Fuzz.
Okay. Make sure to go follow the homies on the Metafy. Junkie, how about you?
JunkieGS on all platforms. I was recently made owner of AOS Frontier.
Amazing.
So we're trying to revive a lot of like the community building and competitive focus in there. And it's been like a huge, like we've already gotten like over 100 like new members just in like, since the announcement like a day ago, which has been really sick. So go there. We're looking to do like charity tournament in May, charity tournament in June, a lot of community building. So for viewers and listeners that do this, like we wanted to make the place to be. If you're like listening to Unite Mics, like you're the target audience. You know what I mean? You're the competitive right. scene. Like you wanted to be a part of these things. And then JunkieGS on Twitch, Twitter, Metafy, Discord, everything. Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Nine, how about you?
So y'all already know me, man. You already know me. Been in here one time. twitch.tv/99. I've got two big shout outs and then like some smaller ones. So some smaller ones would be the homies, you know, Mars, Kaizen, we got Scolded, we got Feppy, man, the two ones, my Twitch chat, love y'all. If y'all are still in here, man, I love y'all.
Yeah, sure.
And then,
you
know, shout out to the boy Sanji, bro. Not only did he help me find the team after, you know, I was kind of looking for a new team. He also gave me, you know, what a guy. He gave me a sponsorship that he was offered. I think that was
great. All right. Well, I can't speak to that. That's you. That's all you. But let's jump. Ree, how about you, man?
I got nothing. But shout out to my homies, Agnew. He just started streaming recently. And Tokusumon.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, go check out the homies over here as well. Okay, Nish, how about you?
You can find me on twitch.tv/nishlex. My Twitter is JL Fruit Cup. That's a whole different story. I would have to explain the Fruit Cup handle. Okay. But shout outs to my boys, Yellow, Talion, and Frogurt for sure.
Cool.
Because they just took out like some random 1200 master player and they tried me out for Sucker Bunch Gold, and that's
awesome,
it's man. Like my whole like career is in this game has been like completely different from there. And then definitely shouts to people like Muck, Sanji, those guys are just like the absolute homies. And then definitely check out Mike and Faz if you want to get good at this game because they're just like actually the smartest people I've ever met in my life. So
they are a little bit of a cheat code, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Faz did excellent there. Oh, another pop on the screen. I love it. Okay, just for a few quick Unite Mics shout outs, things like that. Guys, of course, you can tune in to all our episodes of this show and my co-caster show, Late Night Unite, here on the Twitch, but also on youtube.com/Unite Mics. We post all the podcast episodes there, as well as commentary videos where these guys played in a couple of games already. If you want to go check out their games, you know, in the spectator video, take a look around, see what they did well, what they didn't, maybe. And then, of course, hear me and Dupesnacks just yelling about the games. That is the place to go. This podcast goes up on all podcast platforms, so you can also follow it, download it, rate it 5 stars, all that jazz. Please, 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 helps more people find the show, helps more people find the scene, helps grow Unite as much as possible. So that is essentially... Oh, yes! And of course, the last thing. Recently on Twitch, we were able to get a couple of like banger emotes. If you have them, that's super dope. Would love that you guys are able to use them. Dupesnacks and I have just committed to making sure that any proceeds from our Twitch channel, YouTube, anything like that, all money will go directly to a charity donation every single month. So you know that if you're like grabbing our emotes or anything like that, you're not just like tossing money in our pocket. We definitely just want to make the stream better, and we want to make the world a little bit better. So we just made our first donation to survivors and help of the residential schools in Canada. So we gave to that organization first. So something that both me and Dupesnacks believe a lot of, just trying to help out as much as we possibly can with that. So just note that is what we're doing with the emails and all things like that. But other than that, tons of Unite Mics content to look forward to. You're, of course, going to be doing more and more commentary, more and more podcasts, but make sure what you're looking forward to most is watching Low Expectations absolutely tear it up, despite these expectations, where they set them, maybe. Make sure you watch them tear it up in AOS Cup in just a couple of weeks. This team's going to have practice time, and y'all are not ready for what this squad can do with that. So make sure to go check them out. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I have been Zoinks. They have been Low Expectations, and we'll see you all next time. Goodbye.